Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. Really appreciate it. Well, folks, we are well into autumn, and the reality is that this is the time of the year when, of course, the flus and colds all return. These viruses circulate globally, of course, but once we get into this time of the year, they become so much more prevalent and more of a threat. And thus has it always been, actually. Nothing strange about this. It's been the same every year, apart from last year, when the flu magically vanished, which coincided with COVID numbers rising astronomically. You can read into that what you like. However, I read today that, get this, the worst cold ever is sweeping the UK as experts share what is to blame for the surge in cases. All right, we'll get to the experts in a moment and their deep insight as to what's to blame for this worst ever cold. But yes, apparently cases of the common cold are surging as experts warn that low levels of natural immunity are to blame. Oh, I see. Low levels of natural immunity, despite a huge chunk of the population being double jabbed to boost its immune system. Okay, right. Social media is seeing users increasingly talking about having caught a super cold as COVID-19 tests come back negative. Oh, gosh, right. So these people, they get a cold, they think they've got COVID, so they go and get tested for COVID, but the tests come back negative. What could this be? Well, happily, there's always an expert at hand, an expert who will give you their wisdom and help explain the world, which you plebs cannot understand, obviously. Professor Neil Mabbutt, expert at the University of Edinburgh, says, this highlights the power of the lockdown, mask wearing, social distancing, and sanitation measures introduced in response to the pandemic. Not only was this very effective in reducing transmission of the coronavirus, within the community, but at the same time, it had the additional benefit of reducing the spread of colds and other common transmissible diseases. As these measures are eased and people start mixing more indoors and traveling in public transport, we can expect to see a significant rise in colds and respiratory diseases. And we've got a picture of retail worker Rebecca London from Bournemouth, caught what she calls the worst cold ever at a festival. She says a normal cold for her would be a runny nose, sneezing a bit, maybe a sore throat, feeling a bit run down, but nothing like this. She says, I've barely slept. I wake up in the night just coughing, a constantly runny nose, feeling so tired. So what did Rebecca do? Well, she got her lateral flow tests, but it came back negative. But she's been ill for more than a week and was left wondering if it's ever going to end. We've got then another other pictures of these kind of people. Professor Alex Richter of Birmingham University, another expert undoubtedly, said, it's impossible to tell the difference between a cold and COVID-19 clinically. Oh, hang on a second. It's impossible, you said that, Professor Alex. So does that mean that for the last 18 months, we could have been counting cases of the cold as COVID-19? Because if so, that rather blows a hole in the big narrative, doesn't it, Professor Alex? He says, they present so similarly that only PCR testing can differentiate between the two. Lateral flow testing can help, but if someone has symptoms, you got to go for your PCR swab test. But we know that the PCR swab test is incapable of detecting live virus. So, Professor Alex, can you explain that one to us? He says, it's unlikely we are seeing the circulation of a super cold. All right. Rather, our immune systems have had limited exposure to colds over the last 18 months or so. So our immunity to these diseases will have waned during this period and we will be less effective against colds that would be expected normally. Right. So here's a contradiction. So Professor Mabbutt, who's the guy we spoke about at the beginning of this one, Professor Mabbutt is saying, you see, our immune systems have been run down. But Professor Mabbutt's also a big fan of the lockdown and mask wearing and social distancing and sanitation measures. Well, heads up, Professor Mabbutt, those are all things that weaken our immune system. So you are simultaneously suggesting you're a great believer in measures that weaken our immune system and make us run down. And at the same time, what you're saying is our immune systems have become a bit run down over the past 18 months. It's because of the measures that you support. God, can't these guys see? Can't they see the sheer contradictions in the things that they're saying? Of course our immune systems have been run down. What did they do when COVID hit? They closed the gyms. They told us to stay indoors. They told us not to circulate. They told us to wear masks. Every one of those measures will weaken our natural immunity. They know that, of course. They absolutely know that. But they still went ahead and did it. And now, 18 months on, many zombies are wandering around with their masks on, thereby impacting on their immunity. Their natural immunity, because, you know, if we are not exposed to the real world, we can't develop our immune systems. We can't keep them healthy and strong. I mean, things like exercise are really good for immunity. What did the government do? Shut the gyms, shut the swimming pools, stopped that way of being able to exercise. Hey, but don't worry. They kept the fast food places open. They kept the off licenses opened. That's a bit strange, isn't it? So all this nonsense that is being talked about, is there a possibility? I'll just put this thought out there, that this worst cold ever sweeping the UK, it has to be impacting into the double vaccinated community, because that's the majority of adults in the UK. So is it possible, just putting the thought out there, that the double jabbed, in other words, those who follow the rituals of COVID and vaccination most religiously, are the weakest amongst us? And because they are the weakest, they are the people most impacted when these respiratory viruses return, as they were always going to be. And we've only started to get into autumn, folks. We haven't got into the dark days of winter yet, when those viruses reach their peak circulation in the Northern Hemisphere. So, got a lot of questions to ask, but I suspect these worst cold evers are just the beginning. And if the people aren't testing positive for COVID-19, then the question is, what's triggering this failure in their immune system? And the simple answer is, it's a direct consequence of 18 months of government strategy, plain and simple.